The Empty Pot, written by Charlotte Gillane. Many years ago in China, there was an emperor who had no children. As he grew old, he needed to choose someone to take over his throne when he died. He decided to hold a contest. He invited every boy who wanted to be emperor to the palace. Many boys came to the palace. The emperor gave each boy one seed to plant. "The boy who grows the biggest plant will become the next emperor," he declared. One of the boys, a poor boy called Cheng, was a very good gardener. He always worked hard, weeding and watering his garden. Cheng took his seed home very carefully. Cheng planted his seed in a pot and watered it every day. All the other boys in his village did the same. But as time passed, there was no sign of Cheng's seed growing. One day, a boy called Wei told everyone in the village that his seed was growing quickly. He boasted about how big his plant would be. Wei was sure he would be emperor because nobody else's seed was growing at all. As time passed, all the boys in the village started to talk about how well their seeds were growing. But still, the seed in Cheng's pot did not grow. As months went by, the other boys' plants grew tall and leafy. Still, Cheng's seed did not grow. He tried putting it in a bigger pot, but nothing happened. Wei laughed at Cheng and his empty pot. Cheng decided to ask his parents for advice. They simply told him that he was caring for the seed as well as he could. After 6 months, the emperor called all the boys back to the palace. The other boys arrived carrying huge plants covered in leaves, flowers, and fruits. Cheng only had his empty pot. But when the emperor saw Cheng's empty pot, he smiled. "The seeds I gave you had all been cooked. None of them could grow into anything," the emperor told the other boys. "Cheng is the only honest boy among you. He shall be the next emperor." So Cheng and his family moved into the palace and lived happily ever after. And when Cheng grew up, he became one of the greatest emperors that China had ever seen. The end.